Aleph, the first wide line. We're saying now with third teretz, how do you know that you left shalish machnas? Vashi amam, Moshe hecha av Yosef, where was Moshe sitting? Machna leviyah. V'amal erachman, and the Torah told him, hoitzeis and mekalel, chutz le machna leviyah. Take him out, so we dash chutz le machna leviyah, el mi chutz le machna, it says another pasuk, el mi chutz le machna. So that's chutz the machna Yisrael, and the pasuk that says vayitziu is a mekalel. What's that for? La'asiyah, that they did it. Vayitziu, they did it. So we have two pesukim, and then we have vayitziu. Moshe was sitting already out of one. Then you have another two, and then vayitziu. What does vayitziu mean? That means they did it. So that's not teaching you another machna. Asiyah behedik sevu. Asiyah it says klo. It says of Nei Yisrael also kasher chivas samash Moshe. So it says lahedya. That they did it. So why do we need a pasuk vayitziu as a mekal that they did it? It says lahed. That's coming to teach you something else, which is the smicha. The Bach says the smicha or the tchia. To teach you that these things, these halachas, this smicha and this tchia, they did it also. It means over there it doesn't say uvnei yisrael osu kasher chivas samash Moshe is going on the smicha and the tchia, and we'll see Rashi what that means smicha and tchia. But akapanim. That's what it's not going on. Vayitziyus and Mekalel is talking about they did it. That's the Asiyah. And then the Smicha and Chia, that they did the Smicha and the Chia also. That's when they sell also Kashi Chivas and Mishmaisha. Zakhtar Ashi. Mahu of Neisel, mi Bayale, the Smicha of the Chia, the Chsivi B'Tzava, the Mefashi B'Asiyah, it says in the Tzava, but it doesn't say in the Asiyah. About doing the smicha and the tchia. How does Sayim Kyo? Then the pasuk repeats itself and says, "Bnei Yisrael also af smicha v'tchia." What is that? Zok Rashi, smicha is v'samchu kol hashayimim. All the shayimim, all the people that are listening, should do smicha on this person. They put their hands over the tchia
before
they kill him. And the tchia is lav hachaksiv. It doesn't say over here. It's not in this pasuk. Let me see now. One of the Edom come, but the pushes him umapiloi migoyva beisaskila laaretz. Before he gets stoned, they throw him down two flights. The beisaskila gavoya shtekaymis. So who throws him down? Who pushes him down? One of the Edom.
So
yeah, we'll see. Right.
The
positive
is on
the Kusimachna
that you're taking
out.
It doesn't
Machna
Leviyah first, right?
No. Machna Leviyah, he was in already.
So Adam Machna Leviyah.
Moshe
was in Machna.
Right.
But the
Makal
was, right?
No, but we're talking about Moshe. See, he was already sitting. We're not literally talking about the Makal. We're talking about Moshe. Moshe was already in one, some other. He's talking about Vahit. Amalei Abonel Ravashi. Ravashi was this test. Lidi Doch. Kol Hani Hoitzi, the Chsivi Bepoem, and the Self of my Dosh is Behu. All the Hoitzis. What are you dashing with it? Now that we're saying that we don't need the Haitzi, Vayetzis Mikal's Lasia, what do you do by Parman itself? From what we learned yesterday, the Haitzi we learned yesterday, the other man, the Amim learned, that was Gufa to teach you to go out another step. Aloy Tavashi, it doesn't teach you to go out another Machna. So what do they do with it by Parman itself? I was like, no, Kash. Dr. Ashi, Lidi Doch, the Dash is Aitzah Ba'am Penafshe, is dashing for itself, and Mechutz Machna Ba'am Penafshe. Call it Tzah is the Parman itself, my Dash is, but what do you dash? The stone that he was stoned with, the wood that he was hung with, the sword that he was killed with, the towel that he used to choke him. They're all given Mishal Tziba, my time. Zil v'laisi v'liktanafshi. We can't say that, oh, pay for your own killing. Now, why not? I mean,
if what happens if he says I refuse to pay?
Okay, so
can't kill him?
The Gemara is that's the reason. The Gemara is just saying you can't ask a person to pay for his own death. Pesach Matzias. Really, the Gemara held maybe, yeah? The Gemara is saying, no, it can't be. Now, what type of stone? A stone costs money, though. You kill them with a gold stone?
You have to pay for people to carry it and bring it over.
Evan Shaniska was not mashma, it's mashma the stone itself.
Yeah, I know. So it's
well, you think it was such a large stone that people can carry it?
It has to be big enough that it could kill him.
No, I understand. No, it doesn't need such a large stone to kill someone.
We're talking about that it's kamat fata, that the stone will kill him. And if it's a little stone that you bang on him, it's not fata.
Okay.
Who paid to Bez?
Yeah, that's what you said. This Cooper was paid for this also. Boy Ravuna, Suda Shemanifim Boy. The towel, the Suda that we use to wave, what the Mishnah said, someone standing outside a Bezin and waving. Vesus Shariots Umamidin. Michel Mi. Who pays for that? Well, we're talking about paying for it.
You're just
going to
get the stone.
You're
not
going to
make them do it.
No. Talking about all the things that are discussing the payments. So the Gemara is asking, the Suda that you wave, the Sus, the horse that we said in the Mishnah, that you chase after, Mishal Mi, Kivan that Saladi Day, Midi Day, since it's saving him, he should pay for it. To save him. Adim Kivan the Bnei Dina, Mechayvin, since Bez is Mechayiv, the Mavid Ba'atzala to do the saving with the two. So Bezdin has to pay for it.
Literally, or
means Tziba? It means Tziba. Vesu ha da amar Amar b'chir is the haitzel ha-horeg, the person that goes to get killed. Mashkin oisei kud, shalavayna b'kai shal yayin. We give him a cup of schnapps, a cup of wine. He should get shikha while he get a little bit out of it. Kadesh, a titch of the haitzel. In order for him to take his mind off of it, he shouldn't be worried. Give a cup of beer to a person who's getting lost.
I think
seichel
over here means
schnapps.
No, these are wine.
Oh, okay.
Because they didn't have beer. I don't know if the Torah ever mentioned beer.
Okay. The yayin lemay nefesh and wine to a depressed person. Why? So here you see. So that's why we gave him wine. Kadesh teacher daita takes his mind off. And then the Brai said that the chash of a woman in Yerushalayim, and they will be menadav, and mavias oisa, and they will bring them loyis nadvu, if they were menadav it, nashim yikaris, mishal mi, if the nashim yikaris were menadav it, who has to pay for it? The more ha vadim estam mishal tziba. Here it's vadim estam, but these things are vadim estam that the tziba pays for it, kiven the chsiv tenu miditu, kiven the chsiv tanu miditu, since it says tenu. If the Lashon is Tenu, Lashon Rabim, they have to give him. Tenu Lashon Rabim, they have to give him. So that's from that. Zakrashi. Shetitrev Daite, we give him wine, Shetitrev Daite, what does that mean? V'lo Yidik, he shouldn't be worried. V'yismamea, Rashi in the side, V'yismakmek b'psara,
b'harigasa. He's going to try to prolong.
What?
He's going to try to stay alive longer?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
A greater tzar.
No, I think it just means that if we resist them taking him to the
Makom Skila,
so it'll take longer.
That's what you just said. Yeah. He's going to try to push them off and fight them. It's like this, we tell him that, if we take away his worries, he won't do it. Talk to my
Vaita.
Why
is Kyle Shulvan? What's the Kyle Shulvan do?
Oh, that's them. Oh, why in such a cup? I don't know.
Does Lavonia actually do something?
No, I don't think so, no. Maybe it's a nice cup. He's asking to drink it, of course. We talked about boy, Menei Avach, Bar, Huna, Menei Avsheshes. Amir Echad, Menei Talmidim, Yeshu, Lamed, Olav, Schus. One in Talmidim said, I have a Schus, V'nishtatek. This is like one out of a billion. Right then, he became mute. He can't talk. So I'll tell him to write it. Why can you tell him to write it? So, Mipiyam, but let me pick Savam. Okay, but the kids. Right, Mipiyam, let me pick Savam. So, what happened there? So, one of the Talmidim says he had his chus, and right then, boom, he became mute. Mahu, what's the halach? Zakrashi, what's the shah? If an ishtatik nelam, mahu, mi oma ilo yishtatik havi mamish mitvarev. Do you say that if he would not become mute, there would be some mamish, there would be something to what he's saying? But so, achlista, sadin. You have to be saisi the whole din and bring other dayanim. Talk to Gemara, what happened?
More than that.
What?
You'll never know his taina now.
And maybe.
Why go before another bezin? Maybe you should, because of that, he goes free.
One second. I mean,
we're always looking for it to be mezaka, right?
Okay.
The same reason why you'd say, let's have a new bezin. Maybe Taka said, we'll never know his tainus, so we can never know what potential.
Okay, so I'm saying he's only one person. You're right. If it's a whole bezin, I mean, who says that he's going to topple over? We're not talking about he's going to go topple
right,
over
but
the whole.
Suffolk, you can't kill somebody myself if you don't know what he's going to say.
Let's say you had 50 people saying that he deserves Misa, and 20 people saying, this guy's quiet. So you say that, okay, he would topple over the whole entire thing. You can't topple over the whole entire thing.
I'm saying, the Gemara's going to tell me, he's sitting in the audience. Now he says, oops, I have a kibim alam tchus. I think the Gemara's kasha is deeper than that, no?
Like, yeah, we understand. The Gemara's kasha is that maybe his chus is going to explain to other people that it's a real
chus. Maybe it's a new piece of information that we don't know.
I'm saying, so what do you want to happen?
So being that guy, I don't know, let him go.
What? Talmidim has the svara. It's not saying that the echad misof all on the spot and told you the way.
Show up. So he's sitting
no,
there.
No, forget. He's asking that he's sitting
there. It's a suffix.
So maybe he took out a good source, and maybe for that we shouldn't kill him. So that's why we're going to come with a new bezin, and maybe someone else is going to come. We can't just rely. I mean, how far does this maybe take us? If the pshat is that there's someone here that heard now, and he was able to topple over this bezin, maybe. So good, so then Anachanan. So that's why Rashi's telling you that we'll find a new bezin, and we'll say
maybe the
new bezin
we'll
have such a
we'll debate it.
Right. Zok Gemara, Rav Sheshet like waved with his hand. He said, but Pashasi, he says like can't be. The shtatik afil achad b'seif ha'olam nami. If you can tell him by nishtatik, see, even by one person in the end of the world, you don't know. Maybe he didn't hear about it. Maybe he has a schus. He never said he has a schus, but maybe someone in Africa has some schus on this person. I'm like, he didn't say anything. No one said anything. Someone came and claimed to Bezin that he has a schus. So what's the halacha? Toshma. Toshma basi b'chanina. Echad min ha-talmidim shazicha. One of the talmidim that had a schus, umeis. This we learned earlier. We look at it like he's alive and he's standing in the place. And so we say, over there, Dafka Zika, Echamatim Shazika. So we say, Dafka Zika in Loi Zika Loi. If he didn't have his chus, then not.
If he didn't say anything.
Oh, right. Zakhtimar, no. Loi Zika Pshita.
We're saying, in that case, we would say over here, it means nothing.
Right. Zakhtimar, no. Loi Zika Pshita. When he taka didn't have his chos, that in the chanami is pashit, that there's nothing to work with. Omar, if he said, tibayalach, if he said that maybe, not that, if he taka didn't say anything, loizika, then in the chanami is pashit. But Omar, even if he didn't say this chos, that itself, over there, there's a tibay.
Yeah, but let him write it down. So you see, writing down doesn't help, because if they make him part of Bez, then.
And the people that
then he has to say verbally.
Right. That's what you said. Yeah.
No, maybe that's the pshat. Let him write it down. He could write it down. Bezin will know his time and now go in front of a new bezin to avoid what I said earlier. Now go in front of a new bezin to deliberate. Is it right or wrong? He could write it down, right? There's no reason he can't write it down a Malamud Chos. I'm saying he's not moving the bezin. Now Taka go create a new bezin.
Why create a new bezin?
I don't know. See, but why can't he write it down, Bezin?
Because when we dash with people like Ksav, it means that we have no nemanis in the writing down. It's only with PM.
No, that's on ages.
I know.
But the point is that the dying, they have to talk to each other. Writing is not the.
No. But we're asking over here. We're not looking to become making a dying. He's one of the Talmidim sitting outside. He's coming with some schos. He's letting him write down the schos.
The halacha is that we put him on the bezin.
Oh, okay. So skip.
And now he's not right to be a dying. So
let him not ready to be dying. Let him be some lame person in the end of the world. That's not
ready. I don't understand what Gemara is asking. Some stuff for Omar is an Adis, not a Taina. We don't listen to Tainas except for the Talmud.
Schus.
Schus is a Taina of Schus.
Yeah, okay.
Not Adis.
Oh, okay, fine.
So Echad Misof HaOlam is talking about Adis.
Yeah, but Mazam, anything like that. Anachanam. Bekitza, getting back to the Shaka Vataya. So the Gemara was saying that if this guy was in shtatik, so he went ahead menapeach hefsheshes biyadeh. Zok Rashi, what does that mean? Kaloyma ruach huzeh shamata kibun shenishtatik mahayil. If this thing that you're saying, kibun shenishtatik mahayil, ilahachi asis lemeichesh, if you're going to come worry about this, afil achel b'sayf ha'elim nami. Aim and b'chol ha'yotz in lahayil, maybe anyone that's getting killed, shemi yeshach b'sayf ha'elim, she'od l'eschus, maybe someone in the world has his chus. Upachina midami? What's the similarity? Hasam layama, hachama. I didn't even ask a question, I thought he was answering.
It's a fight of chash, that's the point. If you're chayish, it's for a fight of chash, for the chayish, it's for a reva. Why? So we don't take this anybody's time. We do not know. Because we only listen to the mission, so that's how we're talking. I understand, that's because that was his day. See, not? No. See, even he himself, he listened to it.
What are you coming to Echad? You should always be chayshish, and maybe someone in the world has something to say. Hasam layama, hacham. Over here, he said, shazika, shahitzi dvar v'taim elar. He said, shazika. Oh, when he was mezaka, the brass over there. Echad shazika omes. He said, came out. Tibayelach. So over there, ama tibayelach. Zakrashi mi ama zika dafka. Did we say dafka if he said his chus? I do my abayisi uchad the milsa kama. It's not the normal thing. Maybe just if it came up, maybe it holds like that. So Omar itself, even without saying Yischus, just Omar, the fact that he said, that itself would maybe help him out. The Mishnah said,
so the Mishnah doesn't come out,
no.
It's never going to happen anyway.
No.
How likely it is? I mean, so I push it to Titus. Why not Shem would have mustafted him?
Okay.
It's not likely it would ever happen.
Okay, Tzadok says that you should never make such chesbainus. Very hard to know your chesbainus that, okay, well, Hashem, if Hashem lets me win this, then it's a raya that don't mean any raya from Hashem. Okay, afilahu. The Mishnah said afilahu. The Mishnah said that even he himself finds his chus on himself, so we could bring it back 4 or 5 times, unless. But it has to be that there's a mamish bedvaro, that there's some reasoning to what he's talking about. Even the first or second time, there has to be that there's mamish bedvaro, that there's reasoning to what he's saying. But ta'ani pamish shayne v'shniya. The first or second time, Ben Sheish Mamas Baba, Ben Shein Mamas Baba, Machzina Isa. Even if there's no reasoning, Machzina Isa. Mikan Ve'elach, from there and on, Mieish Mamas Baba, Machzina Isa, Ein Mamas Baba, Machzina Isa. From there and on, after one or two times, then we go ahead and play with him. That has to be Mamas Baba, but before that, it's Mashma that the Brash says Klah, that you don't need, even if there's no reasoning, even if there's no explaining to what he said. Amar Papa. And we learned in the Mishnah, Mipam Shniya Ba'elach. From the second time and on, but the first time, we even without a reason, he says, let me take me back, I have a schus, we take him back. So now new kasha. How do they know that Miyesh Mamash Dvav? We said yesterday, we asked this kasha yesterday, these are lame people, they don't know what Mamash Dvav, they're not bezin going with him. Yeah, we do sent with them to a pair of the Rabbana. If there is reasoning to what he's saying, then he continues, then he goes back. If not, we tell him, go right back, don't stop, and continue on to the skila. Why don't we take these two zug, this zug of the Rabbanim the first time already? Why do we wait till the second time?
Who said we wait for the second time?
Because the first time we're saying that even Amam is involved, which is,
we don't need to say. Why bother sending them?
Yeah, why, so obviously you don't send them. So why don't you take a send them and see if he has Mamash as well? Why just, because he just said, so we take him back. Agav the bayis like matzi ama koma de islay. Since he's worried, he gets nervous.
He's terrified.
Yeah, he's nervous. He gets nervous. So, like matzi ama koma de islay, he can't see everything he said. So Mela can't see everything that's on his mind. You know, I felt like that going to Reb Chaim. I had so many things to discuss. You freeze. I almost froze. Everyone else was able to talk. I came to all my questions, everything blank.
See, that's the throw that you have to have notes.
I had notes, but I wasn't going to walk with a note in front of him. Like, I don't know. This is not the first time it happened to me. I come into him, I blank. I was once by Rabbi Yashua, I was offered 15 minutes. That was a very long time. I took away the offer. I knew I'm going to come to, even with the notes. You come to such, no?
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, it's like pressure. Oh my God, it's like, it could be that it's pressure to go by and move on, move on, move on. But I really had a slot. It wasn't like stop.
Why don't we always send best and always send a peer? Every time we send someone, we send a peer. Why that's a peer?
Because one time, we're not talking about real guys. I'm saying we're worried over. Not always, I'm saying we're talking about sometimes so you need Aiden. No, I'm saying sometimes you need Aiden for Yichud and these things. I mean, it's not the case. I'm saying it's not always when it says appear.
The other case we send appear when someone's got one, we're sending him back to our
image. There's always one with Chayshish, maybe he's not just done with Chacham, maybe this, maybe that. Like this. Yeah. Dr. Ashi. Maybe the first time ready you should make sure the mamash bar. So
I would send along Zogar Rabbanan right away and see if he has an argument. Maybe you could right away disqualify. Meaning, not everybody. Yeah, not everybody
can
talk.
Them? Why send them? People get worried that they're getting killed. And they're, you know, you lose your whole time. And yeah, you're right. Reb Chaim mitzatz kedushah. So the Mishnah matzalei schus. If they found the schus, but true, they patted him in lav. Yatzali saka, they kill him. Cruz yatzali fanav. Ish pliny ben pliny. They make an announcement on the loudspeaker. This person yatzali saka lasha ave aveira. Plainness, he was over this
area. That's where they keep making the announcement. The whole time he's going there.
Okay. Plenty, plenty. They've come in today. Like schus, anyone that's schus, yabav yomadal should say anything, something on it. Am abayez akumav etzach lemeima. We should say beyain plenty. Not just we announce that he's getting killed. We should say what day. Shab plainness of maka plenty. This place, this hour. Dum ikediyadi. Maybe someone knows. But asu umidzimlu umezimlu. And going to say hazam on these aids.
How much time did we have?
Oh.
Didn't we say yesterday that right away you went out to the base of Skila?
Oh.
How can you
say which way? So the Gemara says, "Bekruz yaitzel lefanav." The Gemara lefanav in just right then may kara, but beforehand not. You don't go ahead and have this announcement. So here you have to go to the Agayis because they took this is the censors took out. You have the article doesn't have it. Right? That doesn't have it either. This has an Agayis on the side. The Gemara.
Some Gemaras have it
in the thing itself. This one. This one has it on the bottom itself. Get back your money from art school. So over here, we say it was talking about Yashka, so they took it out. So
the Gemara says, what does Rashi say? Abraham Yom Kodim do?
That over there, where are you?
The last Rashi in the
army. Meikar Eloi, Abraham Yom Kodim, because we're going to see in the Gemara. Look at the Gemara. Oh, you don't have it either. Here, look at the guys. So it's like the Gemara, V'atanya, we learned, Be'eva Pesach, Tulu Lisha, Yanaitzu. On Erev Pesach, they hung Yashka. V'ha'kruz yoytze lefonov, aboim yoyim. And they announced 40 days beforehand, Yoshi anoytze yoytze lesakel. Yashka is getting stoned. Al shekishev, v'heses v'hidiach es Yisrael. He convinced Klal Yisrael, he convinced Yidden to go off the dach. Kol mishedeh leschus yave v'yomidal. Anyone that has a schus on him should come learn from it. V'loi matzu leschus, no, they didn't learn to find a schus on him. Pesach. So our mission is mashma. The Gemara is asking, our mission is mashma. That you do it right then, that's the only time you do it. Here we see by Yashka that they did it. They did it 40 days before. Amarula v'tizbir Yasha anaytzi by afuch eschus. Why were they looking for eschus for Yashka? Who maces? Eschusu macesu. He was a maces. He convinced people to do bad. V'achman hamal esachma v'lesachasal. We learned this already a couple of times in Sanhedrin that the Torah says don't have achmanus on it. Alashani Yasha, the Kavah Machasav, he was connected to the king. So we were worried that if we wouldn't have any schus on him, if we wouldn't be looking for schus, that, you know, it wouldn't be good for Klal Yisrael, that he was connected to the kingdom. So Mela, therefore, over there we started already 40 days before.
No, but I thought to the Easter to the
over here we gave a hetter, Shasachak.
Shasachak,
we gave him a hetter. Here we see even Leisachma Veleisachasalo. Shasachak, we gave him a hetter. They had five Tamidim. The names were Matoi, Nakoi, Neitze, Uboini, Vitaidim. These are the five names of Tamidim. Asu the Mata. They brought Masa to get killed. Amalu Masa Yarg. Masa should get killed, he said. He told him, I should get killed. Achsiv Masa, Ave Veira, Pnei Alekim. When's Masai going to come back to Pnei Elikim? So don't kill him. Amalei, they said, yeah, and Masai, no, we do kill Masai. They said, Masai Yamas. V'avad Shemai. There's a different pasuk we have. The Masai does get killed. The second person, Asul Nakoi.
Well, isn't that a silly Taina?
Yeah, it's just like some Ramazan. Asul Nakoi.
That's not a Taina, a Remi.
Yeah. Asul Nakoi. They brought the second Talmud, his name is Nakai. Amalu Nakai, Yahayak. So he said, I actually got killed. Achsiv, and Naki Vitzadik Al Tarek. Says the Pasuk, don't kill a Naki. Amulay, in Nakai Yahayak. We have a different Pasuk, Achsiv, Mistarim, Yahayak, Naki. Fine, we have another Pasuk that we do kill a Naki. Next, the third Talmud came. Asul Nates, Amalu, Nates, Yahayak. Achsiv, Nates, she got killed. Venates, Mishayash, of Yufir. So you see, you should be Marba.
That's
so,
it.
Even
alive, that more kids.
Yeah, more kids. I'm alive. In now we have different parts of so you see that we can kill him. Asu lebayni. That was the fourth time. But I'm alive. Bayni yahar. So he said, I'm alive. Bayni yahar. Achsev bni b'chayu Yisrael. I'm alive. They tell him in bnei yahar. Achsev aneich yahar. Is bincha b'chayu. Next, asu letayde. The fifth time, I'm letayde yahar. Achsev mizma the saida. Fine. Kitzah, that's the answer, that's what we have.